little Dvar Torah on the Parshas HaShavua, on yesterday's Parshas HaShavua. We have in the Parsha the famous mitzvah V'ahavta L'raycha Kamoicha. There's a mitzvah in the Torah that everyone knows, that we have to love our friend like we love ourselves. Love ourselves. The Ramban here says an interesting thing. He said the Ramban sort of says the hat of the right, to love your friend like yourself, haflogger. The Ramban says this is exaggeration. The Ramban says it's not a person. It's not really capable of loving a person like he loves himself. And in fact, the Ramban asks a kasha on the Torah. He asks it from a Gemara in the Bava Metzia, that on Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph, famous Gemara about the two people walking in the desert. And there's no water. And Reuven has a bottle of water, and Shimon doesn't have any water. And if Shimon drinks the water, he'll survive. He'll make it. He'll get to the other end of the desert, and Shimon will die in the desert. So there's a famous Gemara that Ben Petura said they have to share it, and they. We mustn't have one saying that the other dies. And then Rabbi Kiva came along and he said, that we learn from this that Chayecha Kodem, your life comes first. And that's when we pass from that Rabbi Kiva, that a person doesn't have to, a person first of all has to save his own life, he doesn't have to save his friend's life. So the Ramban points out that this doesn't seem to fit in with what the Torah says, that you have to love your friend like yourself. If everyone's equal, then you would have to share the water. You'd have to. So the Ramban says, no, the mitzvah of the Torah is a bit different than we might think at first sight. And he says it doesn't say you have to es reyacha, you love your friend. It says you have to lo reyacha, you love to your friend. That it means that you. So he's saying that your love has to be directed towards your friend, like it is directed to yourself. And the Rambam says sometimes a person would be quite happy if their friend would be just as wise and as smart as himself, but he doesn't want his friend to be wealthier than himself. Or sometimes it's the other way around. He wouldn't mind if his friend's richer than himself, but he doesn't want his friend to be cleverer than himself. So says the Ramban, but the mitzvah of the Torah is not like that. The mitzvah is that you have to want that your friend should have all the good things in the world, just like you want yourself to have all the good things in the world. And then the Ramban says an interesting thing. The lo she yishpa elav. Not they should be equal. But the Ramban says, but you have to want that your friend should be more than you. With all the good things in the world, the Ramban says you have to want your friend to be more than yourself. Which is a very strange thing, because the Torah says that you have to love your friend like yourself. And how can the Ramban come along and require from us that we have to want a friend to have even what's better than yourself? And he also brings he also cites a Gemara in, it's also in Bava Metzia, on Pei Dalad, right at Pei Dalad on base. Rabbi said that there's three Shlosha and Vasonahim, the three very humble people, and one of them was Yonason, the son of Shaul, the great friend of King David, of David HaMelech. And he said to David, "Va'ata timloch al Yisrael." He said, "You will be the king." So the Ramban says, we see from here that Yonason, he didn't even he didn't want him to be the king himself. He was quite prepared that he was quite happy and quite satisfied that his great friend David should be the king. And then the Ramban gives us the key to the whole matter. But because the Ramban says, the point here is that a person shouldn't be jealous of his friend. And that was what was special about Yonason, that he totally removed any jealousy that he had for David, and he totally removed it. So what this means is that this is now the mitzvah of loving your friend as yourself. That it's a mitzvah in one's heart. We're not required to give over the water to save our friend's life and lose our own life. But what the Torah does ask from us is to be just as happy if good things happen to somebody else as if they happen to ourselves. Because we have no jealousy. And if we already feel like that, then there's no reason why a person can't want that his friend should have more than himself. Because usually, why doesn't the person want that somebody has more than themselves? Because they get jealous. If a person manages to work on himself, and he has the love for a friend, love for his friend, and he has no jealousy in his heart, then he'll be quite happy that all the good things in the world, his friend should have even more than himself, and that's the mitzvah of loving your friend like yourself. It's basically a mitzvah in one's heart, in one's attitude, that not to have any bad feeling about any good thing that happens to your friend, to somebody else, but to just be happy for the great goodness that all other people receive.